We're joined this half hour by Steve Bryce, Chief Investment Officer at Standard Chartered Bank of Singapore Wealth Management, talk about the goings on the markets. And Steve, not a lot of action on the markets today, and we had a rather tepid finish to US equities as well. Do you get a sense that investors are sitting on the sideline and waiting to see what the next Fed meeting brings, or is there something else going on?
I think, obviously, you know, as we head towards year end, there's a little bit of, you know, trying to think what's going to happen next year. So if you look at the, you know, just the analysts and research community, you know, there's a bit of a lull always at this time as people are releasing their 2023 outlooks, and obviously activity is quite thin. You do have that FOMC meeting as well, or the minutes of the meeting coming out this week, and I think that's going to be very important because, you know, until Friday, people were getting increasingly comfortable that they'd, you know, slow the pace of rate cuts just to a mere 50 basis points, which is still pretty rapid, but obviously lower than the 75 basis points we've been used to. And then we had obviously, one Fed president coming out and saying, well, 75 is not off the table. So I think that's led people to be a little bit cautious and try and figure out whether we are still in the peak Fed rate expectations as we expect, or whether there's actually going to be another leg higher in rate expectations into Q1 next year.
Yeah, we did hear from Rafael Bostic at the Fed. He's favouring a slower pace of increases, trying to engineer that soft landing. So do you feel that landing pad is starting to shrink by the day? What's your base case in terms of avoiding a recession?
So we have a 75% probability of recession in the US next year. If anything, that's rising. We've seen since we sort of published that, we've seen the inversion, obviously, of the 3 month and 10 year part of the yield curve as well, which, or, you know, has a perfect track record for predicting recessions. It does look like we're heading for a recession. I think the key question now for investors is this going to be a mild one, and therefore, you know, largely priced, to be honest. Equities are already, you know, peak to trough, we're down 27%, which is an average recession for equities, or we're going to see something a bit more sinister, which could mean we could have a last leg lower.
Yeah, what's next for the S&P, for example? Do you see us getting sustainably above 4,000, or are we going to be settling somewhere in the high threes?
I think for us, probably there's still another leg lower, right? So you know, the central scenario is that, you know, we have a recession. Consensus analysts are not forecasting a recession effectively when it comes to earnings next year. So we probably see earnings revisions becoming negative, and that could lead to lower equity prices over the course of the next 3 to 6 months before we form a bottom as the Fed pivots from hiking rates to ultimately looking at when they're going to cut rates. That seems a distant prospect today, of course. Mm-hmm. But if we're looking over the next 12 months, that should be something we're looking for.
And Steve, we just had Ed there running us through the latest COVID numbers out of China. 26,000 cases now. The Hong Kong CEO tests positive, now 2 deaths. Is this the moment where we really find out the truth about China's future COVID plans?
Yeah, I think obviously, we were getting the sense that China did want to open up and reopen its economy, obviously, you know, as early as possible. And this is obviously going to be a challenging situation. To me, it reminds me a bit of what happened in Singapore earlier this year when they announced a lot of the relaxations, and then COVID cases went up, and the authorities here stopped easing restrictions or slowed down the easing of restrictions, but didn't reverse course. So it's obviously going to be interesting to see, you know, how China responds to this. We've seen a very strong rally in China markets, you know, in recent times. Asia as a whole is up 17% peak to trough, trough to peak, sorry. From that perspective, this has obviously been a very important impetus to that. So investors will be very interested to see what the response is going to be.
So would your advice be to put money to work in China right now, or is it wise just to exercise a little bit of caution?
So if we look at it from a 12-month perspective, you know, we're overweight Asia ex Japan equities. That's as much a dollar story as it is a China reopening, but obviously the China policy in this space does matter to that. I think, you know, if I was saying, do I deploy capital into Chinese markets today after a 17% rally with this negative news coming out, I think I'd probably hold off doing so and look for better entry levels.
Yeah, that dollar story is an interesting one too, because we have seen the offshore yuan weaken against the greenback, and that is the Bloomberg question of the day. Do you think that dollar yuan has peaked for this cycle?
I think the answer to that is really has the dollar peaked. Yeah. So, from more broadly, I think so the renminbi will probably track what happens at the global level. I mean, clearly, from we went to an extreme sort of oversold condition in a very short term basis. So some sort of bounce was to be expected. I think if we have got peak Fed expectations and we do see continued tightening elsewhere in the world, then the dollar ultimately will come lower. But it's too early to define that's going to be the case over the next 2 months. I think what price action going into the end of the year is going to be really important to see whether we can extrapolate the recent weakness of the dollar through the rest of next year.
Yeah, and how about yields? We've seen yields pushing higher, both for the US 10-year, China 10-year yield moved higher last week as well. How much more room to run do you think there is there?
I think as far as the US 10-year, we don't think there's a lot to go at all. In fact, we think we've already peaked as far as the 10-year yield is concerned, and that's on that peak US interest rate expectations. So we think that we may see 5 or 5.25 in terms of the terminal rate, but ultimately we will come lower, obviously, as we head into recession. For China, it's a bit more nuanced, of course, because the economy there is in recovery mode, obviously, from a very weak base at one point, and inflationary pressure have been subdued, but are starting to tick up a bit. So it's a little bit harder to say. I think probably we have seen the trough as far as yields are concerned in China, but they're not going to go up very dramatically. At the end of the day, they need to support the economy, so they do want to keep bond yields under control.
I just want to quickly get your thoughts on what's happening just across the causeway from you in Malaysia. Very interesting election over the weekend. Probably the worst outcome imaginable for markets, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously people like clarity. Investors hate uncertainty, right? And so they've got the most uncertain outcome they can get. Obviously, now the focus will be on how quickly they can form a government. Obviously, there's pressure coming through for them to try and decide how to proceed today. I think that's probably maybe a little bit in the optimistic, but certainly the pressure is on. So I think investors were largely expecting this outcome. But obviously, the quicker it's resolved and we know what the leadership's going to be for Malaysia, the better for investors.
Yeah, the King giving all parties involved until today to work it all out. Good luck. Steve Bryce, Chief Investment Officer at Standard Chartered Bank of Singapore Wealth Management. Thanks so much for joining us today.